I hope you're loving what you're hearing so far. This is the Ocean Album Release Special. That's the name of Lady A's new album, which is out now. And we're talking about every song, getting Lady A's perspective on each song. And this next one, it's a very interesting song to me. First of all, you've got some very special guests on this song, which we're going to talk about. But the song is called The Thing That Wrecks You. And I mean, just the lyrics are very poetic. The production's kind of different. So talk to me about what drew you to The Thing That Wrecks You.
The vibe.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I loved the vibe of The Thing That Wrecks You.
Yeah.
The demo. Tennille Towns is a co-writer on this song. And I remember hearing her version, but mm-hmm. then I know you were so obsessed with it, you were like, I want to go sing the demo.
Yeah, I wanted to see if it fit us.
Yeah, and then we had Charles's vocal on it, and it felt perfect for his voice. And then I just think the vibe, you're always looking for those really artistic statements to round out an album, and this was one that we were like, we know that it's lyrically dark, but it's so honest and vulnerable and fit the rest of the record, and was just a great art piece.
Well, it's funny too, you know, we've been talking with Little Big Town, I mean, for I would say the past like 5 or 6 years. You know, you're always sitting around after having too much wine and go, we gotta work together. People always think we're in competition. Wouldn't it be cool if we worked together and did something? And so finally, I really put them on the spot and, you know, was hanging out with Karen and Jimmy. And I said, guys, we're doing it. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We're going to do it. And so I sent them a couple songs and they really flipped out over the song. And we're all great friends too with the writers, Daniel Tashin, Kate York, and Tennille Towns is such a really special new artist and songwriter. And yeah, again, like Hillary said, I think it was more of a vibe mm-hmm. than anything. I don't think necessarily we had some huge dark connection to the lyrics, but that feel just felt like it kind of was mesmerizing. And we really wanted to have that character on the record.
Mm-hmm. Remember Dan loved it so much too. Dan Huff was a huge fan of the feel. All the musicians were loving that. But I think my favorite day was having Little Big Town in to work on the vocals. I mean, they came in, they were all set up singing at the same time, separated by a little sound wall. So visually, it was so cool. And to watch them work out their parts, I mean, we do this every day, working out 3-part harmony. They're working out 4-part harmony in addition to the 3 parts we already had. So it was kind of like a master class in vocal parts and arrangements and like a theory class that day. But they're all good friends of ours, so the day was such a blast, laughing and cutting up. But the work of watching them do their vocals and who's taking what parts, and I was just a fly on the wall. I loved watching to see the way Kimberly would break up a part and Philip. They are all kind of finding the right harmonies. So that was one of the coolest days we've ever had vocally as a band.
It's funny, I was talking about this song and I started to call it a duet, but I mean, there are 7 of you. So I went and Googled a 7-sided thing and apparently it's a heptagon.
Oh, heptagon.
Heptagon, I like that.
A sea of 7 vocals.
Yep,
heptavocals.
Feel free to borrow that. You can tell everybody that this is your heptagon song. It's The Thing That Wrecks You, Lady A featuring Little Big Town off their brand new album, which we're celebrating today on Big Machine Radio. The album again is called Ocean.